Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Ken Brannan, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you've been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. A reading from Colossians, chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Here ends the reading. We are 1 month into the Easter season. The drama of that first week has passed, and we can begin to forget the magnitude of what God has accomplished in the resurrection. We can settle into our regular rhythms and routines and forget that the whole fabric of creation has been altered by the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. What has changed, you ask? Everything. We are healed from sin. We are saved from death. We are raised with Christ. We are reconciled to God. In short, our capacity to love has been repaired, and we are able to live not only for ourselves, but for God, others, and the earth itself. We are set free from the bondage of selfishness and opened up to the reality of love. We are not able to maintain this sacred awareness on our own. We need the prayers of the community to sustain God-centered thinking and behaving. In our lesson from Colossians today, the writer underscores the importance of communal prayer. Paul writes, "For this reason, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God." Learning to love is not a solitary affair. It requires the faithfulness and strength of the whole community to take root and withstand the pressures and temptations of our time. What are you doing to maintain resurrection awareness, not only for yourself, but for the world beyond you? Are you reading scripture? Are you attending church? Are you praying for someone other than yourself? Are you connecting with the earth in a way that is right for you? Are you listening to perspectives that are different from your own? Love is hard work. It has been poured out in abundance in the resurrection, but it requires tending and awareness. Our natural inclinations are strong to go it alone, to fight for what is ours, to suffer in silence, to abandon others to the grave. Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly, but it won't come without care, attention, and awareness. It won't come without God's grace, and it certainly won't come in isolation. As you know, we offer a Eucharist every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. in St. Michael Chapel. For many, a midweek opportunity to refocus helps keep things on track. Beginning in April, a group of trained intercessors are available at the end of the service to pray for individual members, the church, and the world. You are welcome, after Eucharist, to come ask for prayers for yourself or join those who are learning how to pray for the world beyond them. We live Easter lives by showing up regularly and praying for one another. As we practice the power of the resurrection, we see that God's gift of love isn't just for us, but for all whom God has made. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.